Hey,
Long Talk Radio.
Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome out there. Sorry about last week. I had a little technical problems. I tried to get most of the show in as much as I could. How y'all doing today? This is Sunday, the 23rd of July, 2023, and I'm happy to be here with you all and make acquaintances and we talk. You know, today's topic, I'm going to stretch it out and I'm going to wing it. Today's topic, I want to bring up that word trust, y'all. That word trust can be the best thing in the world and make you enjoy your life, enjoy yourself, and enjoy yourself with the people that you're with. Or it can cost you everything, even your life. So I want to get down. I want to start now by the word trust. You know, the real definition and the meaning of trust is to assure reliance on character, ability, strength, or the truth of someone or something in which one places confidence in another. That word trust is kind of a sticky, tricky proposition for a lot of us because some of us are aware, some of us don't want to be because most times people use that word as a tool of manipulation. You know, and the definition in the Bible about trust is that in Proverbs 3:5, to trust in the Lord means more than believing in who he is and what he says. The word here for trust can also mean to have confidence in. Having confidence in something means having an assurance that leads to action and to action. Trust in the Lord is a faith that lets us boldly serve. What I want to say and what I mean by that is that's good for a sign in the biblical sense, but at the other sense in the word of trust, as being human beings on this earth, sometimes you get played with like this a hockey puck in a hockey game. And, you know, I'm trying to get a real deep meaning and understanding of it because, you know, after you endure certain negative things, that when you trust people, it's not that you let yourself, it's not that they let you down. You let yourself down being that vulnerable and gullible. And it's not a cool feeling to walk through life being punished when you're just trying to be straight up. So I'm just wondering out there because, as well as, you know, this is a podcast and I enjoy doing this, but sometimes I do not like to feel like I'm an alien or a dinosaur. Not only when certain things happen to me, but I want to know that, is it other people that's going through the same scenario or situation as I am? So I won't feel left abandoned and alone. So, you know, I would appreciate all the callers and everybody in that are listening because I'm walking by through this as well as myself, as many as others. So I'm just, you know, trying to figure it out. So basically, that's where I'm at and that's what I wanted to say, you know. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but this is the entity that we're dealing with. So, you know, I just want to get a real understanding of some ideas. Because, you know, through this life that we live, we're going to encounter certain things and certain people, you know, and it's up to us that in spite of what we go through, we can get back up and dust ourselves off and get back into the game. I ain't talking about no street game, but I'm talking about the game of life, you know, in which, hey, we all going to have to go through to get through. But at the same token, we have to have some reality to deal with the things that we see in ourselves while we're in those situations and whether we come out of them. So we have to really, really have a focus and understanding of who we are and how flexible we are and how can we rebound and make things much, much better than what the situation at hand dealt us. So basically that's it, you know. Because trust can be too subjective to certain people, too many things. I mean, you know, people have trust and love for money, trust and love for other people, trust and love for the things that they acquire, really trust and love with themselves. Sometimes more than others. But at the same time, you know, I don't know if it's built that way, either through heredity or environment, but you know, in the conscious mind, you know, it's something that we all seek and that we yearn and that we all want. But, you know, due to certain things and certain people and circumstances, we can never achieve. So where do we go from there? Do we stop going or do we just play it off and just act like, you know, a street fight? You hit me, but you didn't hurt me. So I'm just trying to figure out and wonder so I won't be making the wrong judgments or the wrong mistakes and then have to pay for them later. So I come to you all tonight and try to get some understanding and some civility behind all of this. Because, you know, as old as you get, you're still not exempt. You know, just like you call get wise and old and still learn, you know, you're not going to be immune to not having the trust mishandled or misled. So, in lieu of that fact, we got to really rationalize and think and have a clear understanding. Because, to me, you know, I never want to be punished for trying to do what's right in the name of trust and love. You know, I mean, there's going to always be adjustment, but, you know, certain things that makes it human, such as trust, I never want to give up on that. You know, with whom or whoever, you know, whatever thing that comes my way. So, basically, that's all I'm trying to figure out and point out. Because when it works, trust is the most beautiful thing in the world. You know, you can have either day and the sun. You can sit back and enjoy your life and enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? You can feel that you can't do nothing wrong. I mean, it could be a nuclear war outside. But if you trust in the people that you're with or the person that you're with, or even the person that you love, or the things that you're doing, it can be a nuclear war outside. It really don't matter. As long as you got your trust, then everything's going to be all right. No need for reassurances, none of that. When you put your stamp on it, with whoever you're with, or whatever you're doing, there's no problem. You just got to live to make sure that it all comes in the past and move it to fruition. So that's the best thing about it. But the flip side of it, I don't know. I need you all to let me know which one outweighs the other. Manipulation, deceit, lies, cunningness, all of the above. So I don't know. I don't know which one outweighs the other one. But all I know is this, that, you know, you really have to hunker down as an individual and a human being to try to eradicate that, because everybody wants to get to that. You know, if it's a nuclear war outside, you're at peace with yourself and the people around you. And that's what a lot of us really need and want. So, you know, that means that we have to do our homework, be more selective, and just don't be whimsical about it. You know, because it ain't like it's a revolving door in your life and in your heart where you can always trust somebody that you're with or trust the things that you do. Because sometimes it could feel all right, but it ain't right. So, you know, it's a lot to wonder and a lot to consider. That's why basically, myself personally, I just, when a situation comes, in spite of the outcome, you know, I just want to be on my toes and not my heels. Because it's just like when I used to play baseball as a kid. Everything would be left on the field. We're not going to take nothing with us. That can almost destroy us or crumble us. So, you know, as time goes on, we're just trying to figure it out, weed our way through this so we can be happy. You know, I think it's like, and I'm telling my age when I say this, to me it's basically like the Walkman without the headphones. You can't have one without the other. Without trust, there's no love. You know, without no love, you can't even get the trust. So it all works hand in hand because, you know, I think to me personally, that word trust is a big dynamic umbrella that holds all of those things under it to make yourself successful and happy. So, you know, it's a lot to consider. I just don't want to be flying blind. That's why I always say, and I think to myself that, hey, this is what it is. I mean, feelings is one thing. I mean, we can never see the wind, but we can show feel it. But when it really comes down to it, you know, we need that reinforcement. And the bottom denominator, even if you're doing a factional problem, is that trust holds all of this together. You know, if you think I'm lying, think about it. What else is there? Just because it's something to do, we're not kids anymore. You know? So basically, that's where my mindset is at. So, I would like to understand what's around me, what I'm aware of. But at the same time, you know, walking through this wild jungle with all these beasts and all these things and people that's out here that don't have no best interest covered, that have a demonic spirit to just take you off, kind of like dealing in murky, tricky waters. I mean, when you're young, you don't have no time, you don't have no tolerance, you don't have no consciousness, because it really don't matter to you. Right now, you just put loose, fancy, free. But I'm talking about as you get older. You know, as you get older and you want to start seeing and paint a picture of your life every 5 years, where you want to see what things and what you want in it. You know, this stuff can't evolve unless it's trust that it's going to bind all of this to keep you wanting to push for more and to sacrifice and to work hard all day and commit yourself and be dedicated. You know, hell, just because some things, if something falls down, you still got to push. Whether you're in a relationship, you know, the trust is abandoned, you always going to have that person back even when they're not at their best or when you're doing something that you enjoy doing. Just because it falls down sometimes, that don't make it bad. You know what I'm saying? So it's really a handful and it's a mouthful. So, you know, I'm basically trying to figure it out. Here I am. I'm just trying to figure it out. So that's where I'm at. So I wish y'all can let me know and enlighten me. And hey, you know, give me your thoughts on it. Because I don't want to be, like I said, an alien or a dinosaur or a cow out the pasture. So, you know, hey, let me know what's going on and what your thoughts is. Because we can always get a better understanding if it's more us than it is just a few. That's what I'm looking at. You know, some of the greater things I accomplish with trust. You know, you won't be left, like they say, with your thing in your hand, you know. For real, trust is when, hey, no matter where you at, if something happened to you, no matter where that person is, they trust and believe in you, they could be in Timbuktu. All it has to be a phone call made and they'll be there. You know? Trust is when, hey, you working with somebody that you got that understanding and that relationship is built on a solid foundation to a point that, hey, man, as long as y'all working together towards the same common interest, man, mountains can be moved. And everything can work itself out, you know. It's no problems. It's just solutions when there's trust, you know. But you can't be with nobody that deep down in the end, they'll cut you a laugh when you bleed. You know what I'm saying? Because there was never no trust. There was no sacredness. There was no sanctity in the relationship, you know. And it's just a matter of time before they do their thing, you know. But, hey, we all want to get to that point where we can love and trust and understand each other, man, and we can make anything happen. And that's what I say. That's why I need people to understand. That's what it's all about. It's not about, you know, ghetto jargons and, you know, all this, you know, rigmarole and stuff that they just saying, playing words and sound bites. It's really about, just like with your heart with Jesus, it's not the word to pray. It's what your heart has really got to say. Because to me, I think that word trust comes out of the Bible, and I really do believe that. Not just for Jesus, but us as human beings on this earth. Because can you imagine walking around through this life without it, and people and things could do anything or treat you any type of way without you acknowledging them? You know what? Hey, I don't treat you like that, so why do you just want to be treating me like that? You know, it's got to be some type of binary line. So that's why I'm winging the show today, and I'm speaking from my heart. I don't have no statistics or no numbers or none of that. You know, I'm speaking out to you all to try to get some clear understanding about this. So I won't have to question or ask myself or none of that, you know. So I'm just trying to get a clear understanding, y'all, and I just need y'all to work with me. So, and, hey, so basically that's what I'm coming up with. That's it, you know, because I always felt like this when you think about it. Not only if we're on the same page, but if we all get a ground rules laid down and have a rational understanding about what's more important in life, you know, we shouldn't have to be repetitive or have any questions about the things that you do and the people that you are as far as this trust. You know, to me, trust is like a word, a seal of approval, like you put a stamp on something, you know, and, that's basically where it's at. For real. You know, but sometimes it don't always turn out that way. I mean, you know, people could hear you, but they really don't listen to you and what you're saying, because sometimes, you know, they get into their own little way of thinking and they're self-conscious, and sometimes their self-conscious dominates their consciousness. So when you come to them and say, hey, trust is the issue, you know, they either play it off or run away. Even the things you might do, you know, you might not find that savory flavor that you did once before when you took the trust in what you were doing. So it can go either way. But basically, to me, it's all subjective. But it's just a matter of how things and people really are and how they act. And their behavior towards you and themselves being an individualist inside this realm called trust, you know, because you can't trust everybody, you know. I mean, that's crazy. So, at the same time, you have to be selective, subjective, and understanding that hey, you know, you're not kissing no babies, you're not shaking no hands, you ain't running from no office. So that's got to be something really, really sacred. You know what I'm saying? Almost like a sacred cow if you want to share that with somebody. You just got to make sure that you know who you're doing it with and not just for convenience, you know? So that's what I want to do. You know, I want to get an understanding, because right now it's like, shit, I got blinders on. I can't really tell, you know? And now that they got narcissism at an all-time high, it's really making it more deep than what it is. So, you know, basically that's where the situation is at. So, you know, I'm going to try something different, you all, tonight. I'm going to try to see if I can get callers in and know how to do this right, because I'm thinking that you all might have to call my cell phone to get a response over the air, because right now it's like it's only one side. And I would love to listen and hear some of you all comments about the topic that we're talking about tonight. Because like I said, with trust, believe you me, not only in personal relationships that you might have with a spouse or a lover, but, you know, even in friendships, man, it's like it stands so tall and so strong that, hey, you're going to either have to get with it or get rolled over by it. Because it's funny, man. I ain't been on this earth for 58 years, and the more and more that I live and I see it, it kind of makes my head turn, and then sometimes it makes me jump for joy. So it's like a yin and a yang thing with me. So I just want to know and get the clear understanding. That's all. So in another couple of minutes, I'm going to see if we can take some callers and let me know how you all feel, because as I said again, it's the third time I'm saying it, I don't want to be no alien. I really don't. For real, I don't want to be a dinosaur neither, or a cow put out the pasture. I just want to get y'all thoughts so I won't be thinking, you know, sarcastically or really, really ill about certain situations and things when it comes to this word called trust. So, you know, and I appreciate you all being my audience, you know, insight never hurts nobody. And before the show ends, if I don't do nothing else, hopefully we can find some conclusions and do something about it. You know, because if we just walking around with blinders on and just, you know, yeah, I hear what you're saying. No, man, you know, I really love to listen. I didn't learn how to listen until I was 25 years old. That's ironic. I laugh at that now because I look back in retrospect and see all those years that I lost. You know, and it's almost like some tomato paste called ketchup. You know, so I'm just trying to be aware, find my options, see what's around and what's live, you know. And that's it. Because when you think about it, you know, through that word trust, and I know every human being on this earth has been let down and came up short, you know, whether it's through the people that you're in the relationships with or whether it's the things that you do. So to cure those ills and heal those wounds, we got to try to get to a good present point of understanding and to identify if it was you or your bedside good manner, you know, to make that wane. But whatever the case, still, it's like a new research within self to understand that you're not going to be giving your trust freely like you're giving away candy at Halloween. So basically that's it. So we're going to try to do something different tonight, y'all. I'm going to give you my number. It's area code 773-727-4297. And I'm looking forward to a caller. If we can try out this way, I'd love to hear your response. So we can take some callers in right now. The number is 727-4297, area code 773. If you want to, try to call that number, see if I can get you on the air and see if we can respond. So, but other than that, that's basically it, you know, because myself, you know, I've been a lot of things in my life, you know, a lot good, or sometimes bad, but at the same time, I try to reflect and focus on when I come up short that, hey, was it me or was it something in me that made it happen that way? But all the time, I was searching and seeking the truth with trust, you know, because with trust, I can rationalize better in my head that if anything did come up short, or well, you know, like the famous single Meatloaf, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. As long as I still have trust, I'm okay. But, you know, I cannot expect people think and feel the same way that I do a lot of times. So I have to get a clear understanding, real understanding. So, you know, I just try to make sure that everything is okay and everything's all right. So, you know, this is just something that, hey, I think about and I believe in. So, you know, that's where I'm at. Hey, that's basically it. You know, because I know deep down in our hearts, we all walk up to car garage, the white picket fence, and all the things that contains the American dream. But at the same time, I don't think that that's predicated on deception and lies, because if it is, then, hey, that's another hurdle we got to cross. But, you know, the comfort and the warm feeling of having trust in your life through people and things that you do give you the motivation and the inspiration to do the best that you can do and stay on top of your game. You know what I mean? And to push further and try to make things more than what they are, because that's the best motivation you could ever have, to knowing that, damn, man, if I tell you something Monday, it still applies Friday. And if anything come up short, I'll let you know Wednesday. That's one of the best things anybody could ever have, you know? But as time goes on and things wane, it gets kind of hard and difficult, because now you got to internalize, why did it come up short? You got to look at yourself if you don't look at nobody else, you know, and try to get a real understanding about it, because now you got to break the engine down and retool it, you know, and build it back up. But at the same level, you just want to be sure this time that you don't keep making the same mistakes. Because remember, the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same things over and over and expecting different results. You know, and I've always felt that with the trust issue, it's one trick pony. That's it. Because you're not going to keep going over this and over this again to a point where, hey, you know, and then along with being foolish, that means you get up and brush yourself off. But you do this more than once, that means that you're basically a fool. And, hey, we don't have too much room for that. You know, only elders and kids. So, things that I can understand, you know. And hopefully you can be successful and move on, you know, on the downside. But the upside is so beautiful and so genuine, man, that you can enjoy the best things in life you ever had. As long as you got that, you know what I'm saying? Lying. I mean, that makes you feel like you can move them out. You know, man, and that's the beauty of it. Seriously. Straight up. Each one of you on this phone right now, on this podcast, I want you to think for a minute. Think deep. How many people, not just me, not just your lover or your wife or your spouse, but how many people can you count on in your life right now that if anything was to happen to you, no matter where they're at, and the phone call go out, will come and reach you and make sure that you're all right? Or if you're going through troubled and bad times, and just do the little intangibles, you know, give you some hope and some optimism and encouragement and pat you on the back, you know what I'm saying, and tell you it's going to be all right, even though your arm is severed. Or you might be terminally ill with cancer, or you might not make it there. You know, you got a limited term on your life. How many people do you have in your life that will come and reach for you and do that and make you feel comfortable and warm in spite of what happened? You know, I'm serious. How many people do we all have that in our lives that will reach out and do that? Because you know what? Through that trust, you can walk away feeling good that, hey, man, you left a positive impact in their life to where they would really want to do that from your heart. Because to me, I think, this is my premise, that with trust can make you come from your heart and really be sincere in your meanings and being straight up with that person straightforward. I mean, you can't do that if you're around people that's always on the make or on the tape or people that's got a hidden agenda. You know, then it would be phony. Then they wear more masks than Corona. You know, but deep in your side and in your mind and in your heart, think about the people that you have in your life that does that, that makes you feel good to be on this earth. You know, because like I said, I have those, not a lot, but I have those, and just those few are enough, man. You know, to keep you going, to keep you moving on and being motivated in spite of what your situation is. So, I mean, that's what makes me feel good and proud in spite of my ups and downs. You know, somebody that's really concerned, and you ain't got to worry about taping your wallet to the back of your butt when you're naked around them. You know, or using Velcro, stitching Velcro to the back of your butt to put your wallet back there so they don't pick it up and take it. So basically, that's where I'm at, you know, and I just, hey, it feels good. It's the intangibles, the little things that can make you whole with the people that you trust and the people that you really love, because like I said, without trust, there's no love, man. There's no love. You can fake it to make it all you want, but I just know that for a fact, because remember, behavior is without judgment, and if you behave a certain way, and just look for certain things out of a person, that would never be no trust. Straight up. So that's what I want to get to. That's what I really need to understand, because, hey, this is a vicious game they're playing out here. And this is the only real apprenticeship is life. Because we all have to learn as we go along. Ain't no blueprint or no roadmap. Just because it's supposed to be that way, don't always make it that way. So we got to really get an understanding and figure out that, hey, you know, dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure everything is right. Because just like in sports, just like in life, most games are won in the preparation. Because you got to carry that with you for the rest of your life until you die. You know, and Lua, reflecting back on that word trust, there's a lot of meaning and a lot of preparation to go through it. So you won't be just using it as a revolving door in your life. Because if not, you're going to be beat up, frustrated, and miserable. So that's the key. Well, because like I said, I don't know which one outweighs the other one, the good side of trust or the bad side. But all I know, when the good side is booming, boy, you feel like you can walk on the moon. I know we all do. Seriously. Is that something that we seek and yearn for so much and so long in our lives, man, that, hey, it's like we can't really live without it. But how can you tell who and what's good to you and who and what's good for you? You know, because that's going to always be the ultimate question. So you'll know what to do, how to do, and when to use your trust. You know, so that's basically where I'm going with this, because you could never know. You could never know. So, as I was saying, man, I look for solutions, no more problems, because I'm too old to be trying to, you know, kick the can on the ground and figure out why, you know. I'm not a Johnny Gill. Or keep sweat. No, I'm just the, like I said, I'm just the walker through this desert like Kane and Kung Fu. I pick up from time to time and try to pick up things and learn about it and move on so I can grow and keep living. So basically, that's it. That's how I approach this and these whole scenarios, you know, as far as this life, enjoying it, and what comes with it, you know, it's a formula. Like I said, trust is one of them. Trust is one of the main formulas that we have to keep us together and keep us sane. So we don't just always react. You know, trust can teach us how to respond and try to be civil and diligent, despite of what the situation is. You know, trust can make us feel reassured that, you know what, in spite of what the day is, when I close my eyes and wake up tomorrow with God's help, I can still come back and know that, hey, whatever I put my stamp or my label on, whoever that person or that thing that I'm doing this with, that's the same thing. Living in this hard, sometimes complex world wouldn't be in vain, as long as you're sure that you got that trust. That keeps us all moving. You know, keeps us upbeat, it keeps us together. So basically, that's what I'm trying to figure out, and that's what I like to know, you know, because I know we're all going through it. We all been through it, you know, but I want to know when there's the happy medium to where we can sit down and don't have to do this no more. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, I always thought that it's never about the end of the day. It's when it's all said and done and who needs a better resume. So if you got to go through certain things and these things in life are sometimes trivial, you know, at least you can have the solace in knowing that, hey, you still got the trust among a lot of things and a lot of people that you interact with and that you encounter. So that's where I'm at. I mean, that's where my understanding goes, and I'm trying to figure it out. So, you know, that's basically what this whole conversation is about tonight, the trust factor. You know, I don't have no graphs, no stats, no data, none of that. I'm doing this from the heart, you know, because I felt that tonight I wanted to reach everybody that has a heart. So then I can get a better understanding and I can relate to it instead of just, you know, being out here with blinders on. And thinking that that's how the behavior is supposed to be and that's how the response you're supposed to get. But you're not supposed to be that way. It's simple. You know, I don't never want nobody to treat me like how I'm supposed to. With the key word trust, I treat you like you treat me, whether it's bad or good. But if we have something in common, we have a rapport with each other, I shouldn't have to be reduced to treat me like how I want to be treated. I'm going to always treat you like you treat me. And that's the thing. That's when that word trust comes in. Because, hey, it's all relative. Treat the person nice, with the trust of them being decent human beings and being raised right, they get treated the same way every time. You know, it ain't no deceptions or lies or BS or somebody you have to cater to and all this. No, man. I mean, this is straight up. This is something from the heart, man. You know, that's what separates us as human beings. You know? So that's where I'm at. That's just where I'm at. Because, for one, I can't speak for everybody else. I don't like to beg and plead and whine and ask for things that are supposed to be a given. You know, I'd rather you hate my guts. But I trust in myself that just like I would do you, you will respect me. And I will respect you. And I would trust that within myself and within God. So I would never find no way or something to just, you know, make it be like, well, you know, treat me like I supposed to be treated. No. This ain't nothing from a cereal box. This is really actual physical things that's in the making. You know, intertwining, being in relationships, you know, with people. That's what the difference is. You know? And, hey, that's how I try to live. But some certain times and certain things and certain scenarios, that loses its way, you know, which I can understand. But at the same time, you know, I never want to get to the point in the feeling to where, hey, it's all in vain because you trust somebody. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's never been in vain. Because just because you trust them and they didn't trust you or those things, that's their loss. Because I tell you something about my mother. I just explained to a friend of mine earlier tonight. I explained to him tonight. You know, my mother had an old Mississippi saying. It was crazy. Because, she used to say, and it's funny, I look back on it in retrospect and laugh because she was right. I never understood my mother until she died, all these little Mississippi quips she used to give me, you know, but the Webster Dictionary calls it metaphors. No, I call them quips. They're from the South. Well, my mother used to always say, look, man, let me tell you something. I ain't going to never lose twice. And I used to always question what she meant by that. I ain't going to lose twice. So, you know, I asked him one day, I said, why do you keep saying that to me? What do you mean by that? I don't know. You ain't lost no money. I stole them from you. What do you mean I ain't going to lose twice? She used to always say, you know what? I would never feel bad when you and I know I've treated you good. You should be the one mad. Because you'll never find nobody like me that will ever go to the mat for you, unlimitedly, unconditionally. So you should be the one walking away angry. Because once you decide my trust, you lose my trust, that means the glove is off. You know what I'm saying? She's always said that. And I didn't realize that until she was dead and gone. And I see what she meant now. Is with that trust, hey, man, you can never make a person feel bad when they treat you good. They did it in the name of trust and love. So you should be the one upset and be angry and be mad. Because like I said, you know, like out of the page of the Magic Johnson book, you might have never found a greater player, but you'll never find a greater winner. You know, and that's just all of us individually that's living in this crazy world that's still doing positive and maintaining. That's what I understood from that quip, too. So, you know, I really get it now. As I got older, I really see it and I get it. And I thank that they took time out to tell me and really show it to me in the physical. Because now I see what it's all about. It ain't about the words you say. Just like when you're reading in the Bible, it's what your heart has truly got to say. Because your mouth can say anything. Basically, that's the understanding that I got from that. You know, because now that I'm older I look at things on another different level. You know, a level of instinct and survival now. You know, 1 + 1 = 2. You know, you can't walk on water. You know, certain things that are given. But when certain things are given, we have to try to understand and be strong and to make those givens into reality. And remind ourselves that we don't want to walk down that avenue. You know? But like I said, the true umbrella for all this madness is trust. You know, when you look around you, you all think, everybody that's listening, when you look around you and you think, do you really think that you can function, not just in this society, but in this life, in this world period without it? I mean, in spite of the situations, the breakdowns, the circumstances and all that, I mean, do you really think that we can walk through this world without having trust? I don't think so. You know, if it is, it's dark and murky. No friends, nobody to relate to, no families, none of that. You know, just all just there. So, you know, it's something to really consider. I'm serious, y'all. You know, because, hey, as you get older and you recognize and you see what's really going on, hey, it's either you're going to roll with it or get rolled over. But if you maintain what you were taught and your path and all the things that you really believed in and what you used to get your butt whooped for to make you into a better person with character and integrity, without trust, there's no integrity. You can't put your name and your label on nothing if you don't have no trust. So when they throw that ghetto jargon around, I got your back, you better watch out saying it. Mm-hmm. You better. Because that can just be a ghetto love cry. And if you don't watch it, that's what can happen. You know? That's for real. So, I don't know, y'all. We got to understand it. We got to make it understood. Straight up. So, basically, that's it. It's in a nutshell. You know? And hey, I really want to appreciate you all. I hope you all can hear me loud and clear this week. Because last week, to show you how dumb I am, I had a fan blowing on in my microphone. It make me feel like, you know, hanging out in the back in public school and not coming up to the front and learning nothing. That's where I failed at, and they were right. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, you know, I just want to thank y'all for being with me and hanging in there. Because it's been a wild ride. And who's to say that it's not going to be even more wild? But I just want to put the word out and let people know so I don't feel like a dinosaur or no alien on here. You know, walking this mile alone. You know? Because, hey, man, there's so much beauty out here, man. There's so much good things to look forward to that can't let things kind of hold you down, man. You know, not even this word trust. Because, you know, once you start doing that, then, hey, that's when all the bedlam starts and all the deviants come in. Just take over everything. So, you know, this is something that we don't wish, but it can inevitably happen. So, hopefully we can maintain, stay on our toes and not our heels. Because I tell you, that's the thing. For real, man. You know? But like I said, and I'll say it again, it's a beautiful thing when you got, I mean, that makes this life worth living, man. Like I said, no matter whether it's in relationships, you know, guys, girls, anything, or the things you like to do, man, once you got that feeling, man, you can move a mountain. You know, and you be enthused to want to move that mountain. You know, that's the good thing about it. Because that can inspire you and give you motivation to, hey, it ain't no problems, it's just solutions. Because you got that trust, and you know, people out there that really got your back and want to see you succeed. Because if not, you'll find out later on the hard way that, hey, this was all a facade and a mask. And then that'll leave you doubting and questioning yourself which that don't nobody need to be in that situation, especially when you give. You know, in the name of trust and love. Because I remember I was watching YouTube, and you know, I seen a thing on Malcolm X, and when the people was down in Alabama and they all got locked up for protesting and boycotting with him, and you know, one of his lieutenant generals, Ralph Abernathy, came up to him and asked him, he said, "Hey man, why would you take your personal money and bail them out of jail?" So, you know, the great MLK told him, he said, "Man, you know, God had told me to." He said, "I'm not worried about my personal finances. I have a certain obligation to these people that march with me. And God came to me and told me to take my personal money and bail them out of jail." And, you know, Ralph Abernathy looked at Martin Luther King like he was crazy. You know, and then Martin Luther King had whispered in Ralph Abernathy's ear and told him, he said, "Hey, man, let me tell you something. If I have to bail these people out of jail with my personal finances, that don't mean nothing. Because they trust in me like I trust in them. And besides, if I give more, I get more." And when he said that, it kind of dawned on me. I was like, hold on. That really makes sense. Because in the name of trust and love, I'm willing to take that chance, no matter what the situation is, because they confide in me like I confide in them, man. And that's what we're here for. We're not here to just, get selfish and take our money, leave them hanging and walking away. That personified what trust really was, man. That was over, what, a couple of hundred people back then? It was locked up, stacked on bone each other, men and women in one cell. You know, and if that ain't the definition of trust, I don't know what is, because I was shocked when I heard it. You know, and the key word in that whole scenario is that, hey, if I give more, I get more. Meaning that if you entrust in yourself as well as you entrust in the people that surround you, you can get more to the max instead of worrying about the now and what it took for you to get them out of that situation. You know, and that kind of shocked me. You know, that made me look at the civil rights movement and the sacrifices and the commitment in a different light. Because we all seen them on TV, kids, men, women all stacked up in the jail like they sardines, you know, and whatever it took that man to do that for them people, man, that was the word, the key word, trust. You know, and I can really appreciate that because I see it in the physical as well as by your mouth. I got your bag. I trust you, man. I love you, man. No, man. You know, it's never about words, it's about works. And he showed that, and it personified what it was all about. You know, and I really love that and appreciate that in him. Because you can't get that from nowhere else, man. Do you think, and honestly ask yourself, do you think all the hundreds of people in jail and you got over $50,000, $60,000 in your bank account, would you would have got them out of jail and they went march with you and got jumped on, beat it, and dog shit on them? Would you would have done that? So that's why I'm deeply sold on the subject tonight about trust. Because if he can do that, hey, man, I'm not asking nobody to do nothing crazy, go in the store, rob something or nothing like that. No, we ain't talking about that type of trust. Because, you know, that's one of those catch-22s. Because if you get caught, you lost twice. You stole and you got caught, so you didn't accomplish nothing. But I'm talking about the natural fact that, hey, man, I can sit $100,000 around you and go to jail for 20 years and leave it on my kitchen table, and when I come back, it'll still be there. That's what I'm talking about. I can trust that if my car broke down in Madison, Wisconsin, and I ain't got no way to get home, and I can call you, you can get me home. Or I can do the same for you. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. You locked up, and I got the money to get you out. I can do it. You know, not just good times. When you're having a good time, getting drunk and getting funky and, you know, getting our fantasies fulfilled. I'm talking about the true trust is where the rubber hit the road, and hopefully you don't fold. That's what I'm talking about with trust. Not all this, you know, it tastes good, it sounds good, it is good. No, 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 no. That's what I'm talking about, where it comes from your soul, not just your mouth. So basically that's it. You know, because I always feel like this. If you need trust, you need to be surrounded around not just people, but the things you like to do in order for them to go hand in hand and work with each other as far as, hey, I ain't got a question or doubt that if I treat you this way, you treat me the same way. That's the thing. You know, it's never about what you say. It's about what your works are, man. For me. Because your mouth can make you say anything. You know? I know in my heart of hearts that, hey, if I reach for you, man, all I expect the same in return. You know, that was the proper guidance of growing up. You know? And it was taught. It wasn't nothing read off a cereal box. And you got it from CNN. This is from the heart, man, that you were... that was instilled in you, that you was trained to do. And that makes you be sociable and cordial and develop social survival skills in order to make it in this crazy, sublime, corrupted world. That's the only thing that holds us together. So that's the emphasis of this conversation tonight. And I know that if that can be a certain thing and a certain parallel for a lot of us, then we won't be going through these hectic, crazy times, man. Because I've never seen something such as trust that we thirst and yearn for, but for some of us, and I can say this myself, it becomes kind of difficult to achieve as you get older. Because after going through these wars and being battered and shattered, man, sometimes, you know, it makes you want to really give up. But watch who you with, the company you keep, and the things that you do. But at the same time, there's got to be some hope and optimism, because can't nobody walk this earth alone. You know, and as long as there's some type of hope and optimism, hopefully everything will measure itself out. So that's what I'm explaining to everybody else, you know, and to all my listeners, because hey, it's a beautiful thing, man. But we just got to be aware. Because if we don't watch it, we go wild, we'll wind up with scorpions. You know, I remember when the frog begged the scorpion not to sting him if he came across that lake. You know, and the scorpion saying anything, yeah, I'm down, I'm low, you can trust me, you can trust me. And once that frog put that scorpion on it, on his back and took him over that lake, and they got to the other side. And the scorpion took that tail and turned around and stung him. Now the frog getting ready to die, and the frog said, hey, you gave me your word to trust you. Scorpion said with a smile, I did say that, but I'm sorry. That's just my nature. And then, well, that's what trust got the frog. So I'm just saying, it's cool not to be apprehensive, but to be always be aware. Always be y'all, because you don't want no ever-ending feeling of pain or sorrow or suffering when there's nothing you done. You know, I mean, you really just want to just try to just do your thing, man, and try to think, give everybody the benefit of the doubt, and, you know, everybody's just the same, which we're not. But at the same time, you know, if you're a good loving, fair-hearted person that enjoy life and want to see people happy and enjoy, you're willing to go that extra 9 yards, man, you know, don't feel bad. Don't. It's just that you just got to start treading through this water and figuring out who's really deserving and worthy of your trust. And are you really deserving and worthy of theirs? It goes hand in hand, you know. But at the same time, you really, really got to remember that, hey, you're not kissing no babies and running from the office neither. So just to be aware is to be wise so you can enjoy it. walking around here being befuddled after all these years, all these minutes, but to really sit down and enjoy this life, man. That's all we got. We're a one-trick pony. And the reality of it is that we're all going to close our eyes for the last time, and then it's going to never open again. So as we go through this thing, man, we better try to get as much joy and happiness that we can. But maybe only that can only evolve under the umbrella of trust. Because if not, we'll be walking out here like Kane and Kung Fu, just drifting. I don't know about you all. I'm too old to be walking from town to town. You know, seriously. So, that's basically it. So, hey, you know, I really want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all can listen to me tonight. I hope it ain't no more technical difficulties because I'm trying to get better as I go along. And I want to thank you all, you know, for staying loyal and staying, you know, true with me and trusting in me that, hey, I've always got something to say every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock. So I just want to tell you all just don't know how great therapy you are to me, that you all are to me, you know, because 30 times it's not going to always be upbeat and wine and roses and cherries, but as long as I know that you all are there, I trust in having this if I have nothing else. So I really want to tell y'all from my heart, and I mean this, that I really appreciate you all, because without it, I would be all over the place, you know, and who needs to let people who you talk to yourself, because I do that on the regular, you know. So they won't be looking at me like, hey, I think she needs to go see Frazier Crane. I ain't ready for Frazier yet. So, you know, I just want y'all to understand that's where I'm at. So I really want to thank you all. And I hope you all could have heard me tonight. Just send me a text if you didn't. You know what I'm saying? And then I'll try to work on that better. But, you know, it's just it's really, really a thankful blessing that I can share that and elaborate that with you all. You know, and that's from my heart. But on the solution to all of this conversation that we had tonight is this. You know, I feel like this, and this is my personal opinion. You know, everything is a reflection of who you are. If you're upbeat, outgoing, and personable with your personality, then hopefully you'll be blessed enough to reflect those types of, hopefully you'll be flexible enough to encounter people like that. And when you do hold on to them and love them till it hurts, man, because if they got the same trust level like you do, you can move mountains. You can do anything without a person being with a person that wears two masks more than Corona. I'm just looking for the convenience side of you. And I don't care if it's your money, your reputation, or just feeding off your personality. So that's where it's at. And that's why I wanted to let you all know. That's the solution. Because, you know, as we get older, we have to progress. We ain't got no time to be regressing. And that's what's needed for us to be sane and survive through this crazy, hectic place, man. So I just want to leave you all with that and understand that, hey, there's always somebody out here with that word trust that will ride with you or die with you. And that's the most beautiful feeling in the world. Because without it, we can't be loved without trust. So I'm going to leave y'all on that note. And I'll be looking forward to y'all to hear from me next Sunday. When I work these kinks out, I want y'all to call in or either text me and let me know how it go or what your comments are. Because I'm going to be here, especially when the dust settles and the phoenix rises. And with God's will, I will be here. I'm not going anywhere. So thank you all. It's time to go. Bye-bye to next week, you all. Talk to you later. Okay, 1, 2, 3. I think Kirk tuned in. Yeah, they signed off. It's coming. I'm going to disconnect it now. End the episode. Yep. I got 6 callers, so it's climbing up. It's still going.